listening to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. So we had told our store owner a few years back that it would be illegal to sell the incandescent bulb. They would have probably laughed at you. Hi, this week I'm here to talk about the incandescent bulb. So incandescence is a thermal phenomenon where electromagnetic radiations are emitted from an object that is at a high temperature. So think about an iron rod that has been placed in fire for a very long time. When you take it out, it glows, right? That part of the glow is actually the visible light, but there's infrared radiation, there's other radiations that's coming out of it. And that is incandescence. Now, typically, if you take materials, materials have different varying amount of conductivity. Material that has low conductivity will typically try to resist the passage of current, and materials that have high conductivity will allow current to pass through. So if you think of iron, for example, iron has very, very high conductivity, and therefore current can pass through it very, very easily. Whereas if you look at wood, for example, wood has very low conductivity and current cannot pass through it easily. But at the same time, if you think about wood, if I had to pass a lot of electricity through wood, it will probably burn up because the resistance produces heat, and wood has a combustion temperature of only 350 degrees Celsius. The challenge with building the light bulb was essentially that you needed to find a material that would glow because of its resistance, but at the same time, it would not melt or burn up when that same resistance produced incandescence. If you come to the story of electricity, you know, the most famous one is that of Benjamin Franklin flying his kite into the storm and, you know, the lightning. So that's the story that you hear. But by 1800, Alessandro Volta had created the first battery, and people started experimenting with electricity the moment the battery was created. Again, when you think about the bulb, you know, you always end up with the story of Thomas Edison, I tried 1,000 times, and that whole story, right? But it was on the shoulders of many giants that Thomas Edison stood. It was back in 1802 that Humphrey Davy actually created the first light bulb. And he did this with a carbon filament. So he passed electricity through carbon, and carbon has very high resistivity to electricity. And it started glowing. And so that was how the first electric arc lamp was created. And then people started working on how to make that better, because the carbon filament was hardly bright enough to read anything. So in 1840, you had Warren De La Rue, who came up with coiled platinum filament. But the problem was platinum was very, very expensive. So that bulb went nowhere. And in 1850, Joseph Wilson Swan created a light bulb by enclosing carbonized paper filament. So he made the carbon filament thinner, almost like a paper, and therefore created his bulb, but he didn't have proper vacuum. And then in 1878, you had Edison, who came up with the cotton filament bulb, right? And these bulbs were extremely unreliable. You know, they go out very quickly, you know, they couldn't be used for very long. And therefore, the question of, you know, is this commercially viable? And it was in 1906 that the tungsten filament was discovered by General Electric. And, you know, almost all of the bulbs that we use, which are incandescent in nature, are tungsten filament based. So it's a journey of 100 years that brought us to a light bulb that was commercially viable. Now, while 100 years was spent trying to make sure that the bulbs would last long enough, in about a decade, the capitalists figured out that, hey, these bulbs are lasting too long. This is not good for us. There's the story of the centennial bulb, which was manufactured by the Shelby Electric Company, and it was placed in a fire department back in 1901. And it came to be known as the millionaire bulb because it served the fire station for a million hours, and it has its own streaming on YouTube, and you can go check it out. as to, you know, how it's burning. It's become very, very much more dim. But that bulb has lasted for over 100 years. So bulbs could have that kind of longevity. And that was a huge problem for bulb manufacturers, because that meant that people will not have to buy bulbs again and again. And therefore, they came up with something called the Phoebus Cartel in 1925. The Phoebus Cartel brought together some of the biggest bulb manufacturers from America and Europe, and they set up the company Industrial pour la Développement de l'Éclairage in Switzerland in order to basically create standards that they could agree upon. And the standard that they agreed upon was a light bulb which would last only 1,000 hours. Capitalism for the win, right? And like that, they basically hurt the environment. They made sure that we were consuming more and more where we could have consumed less and less. And they made sure that this was the first instance of planned obsolescence that was placed into the lives of common consumers. But thankfully, technology moves on, and technology moved to a new standard, and it kept moving from away from incandescent bulbs. So you had the incandescent bulb, then came halogen, then came CFL, and now we have LED bulbs, which are 90% more efficient than the incandescent bulb. So where an incandescent bulb would utilize 100 watts, the same amount of illumination can be provided by an LED bulb with just 18 watts of electricity. And in addition to that, an LED bulb will last about 50,000 hours as compared to the 1,000 hours that your incandescent bulb gave. The LED bulb was an invention that came about by reversing the phenomenon that Einstein had discovered, which led him to win the Nobel Prize. He came up with the photoelectric effect, which was essentially an effect that would help turn light into electricity, which is what powers all your solar arrays. And in 1907, at the Marconi labs, a scientist came up with this phenomenon where electricity, when passed through certain materials, resulted in those materials lighting up. Materials such as silicon carbide. And that's how the LED bulb was created. So last week, the Department of Energy in the United States basically declared it illegal to sell incandescent bulbs. What they said was the new minimum standard for light bulbs has been set at 45 lumens per watt. And so like that, an era comes to an end. 100 years in the making and 100 years in the market. And the incandescent bulb has been shown its way out. It's not all good news, by the way. The LED bulbs that are now commonly manufactured use gallium arsenide phosphide. Just by hearing the name of that compound, you can know for sure that it's not something that's going to biodegrade into fertilizer. So yeah, we are moving away from something that was inefficient, using up too much of electricity and environmentally unfriendly. But that does not mean that LEDs are necessarily environment friendly. When it comes time to lay that LED to rest, it's still going to be environment unfriendly. So with that, I end this podcast, and I'll bring you another one pretty soon. Till then, goodbye.